A horrible and incredible fact. We are deeply dismayed. This was the first response of Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Holy See Press Office, on hearing the news of the assassination of Monsignor Luigi Padovese, Apostolic Vicar of Anatolia and President of the Turkish Bishops' Conference. As of yet, the circumstances surrounding the murder are not clear. What is known is that he was stabbed to death by his driver at approximately 1 p.m. local time.
Si tratta di una notizia che orribile, che ci lascia profondamente sconcertati e naturalmente addoloratissimi.
What happened, said Father Lombardi, is terrible. Also considering the other acts of violence in the recent past in Turkey, such as the murder a few years ago of the Fide Donum priest, Father Andrea Santoro. Luigi Padovese was born in Milan on March 31, 1947. In 1965, he entered the Capuchin Friars and exactly 3 years later expressed his solemn vows. In 1973, he was ordained a priest, later becoming professor of patristics at the Pontifical Antonianum University. On October 11, 2004, he was appointed Apostolic Vicar of Anatolia.
Mi piace rilevare che sia stato ucciso come simbolo, cioè come realtà di sacerdote cattolico.
Only recently, in a Vatican radio interview to mark the anniversary of the murder of Don Andrea Santoro, Bishop Padovese had said, "I would like to point out that he was killed as a symbol because he was the reality of what it means to be a Catholic priest. Not only was the person killed, but they wanted to target the symbol that the person represented. Remembering him at this time, within the framework of the Year for Priests, is most significant, because it reminds us that being a follower of Christ can lead to laying down one's own life." In his statement released shortly after the news had reached the Vatican, Father Federico Lombardi said that this fact on the eve of a papal trip towards the Middle East to encourage the Christian communities living in the region lends an extraordinary intensity to this trip, helping us to profoundly understand the urgent need of the Universal Church's solidarity to support these Christian communities living on the frontiers. I'm Emer McCarthy.